Call the meeting to order, call a roll.
Trustee Healy.
Here.
Trustee Katsinas.
Here.
Trustee Malani.
Here.
Trustee Compass.
Here.
Trustee Reardon.
Here.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Here.
Mayor Pecal.
Here.
Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First on the agenda, approval of the March 3rd, 2025 Committee of the Whole Minutes.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Committee of the Whole of March 3rd, 2025.
Second. Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Pecal.
Aye.
Do we have anyone as a non-scheduled citizen or visitor for agenda-specific public comment?
Okay.
Okay. Next item, Crystal Tree Subdivision Water Main Replacement and Relining Engineering Proposal.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Reardon.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to waive the competitive bidding process in favor of solicitation of competitive proposals and recommend approving the proposal from Christopher B. Burke Engineering of Rosemont, Illinois for engineering and construction oversight for an amount of $263,070 for the project, plus a 4% contingency of $10,520 for a total not to exceed cost of $273,590.
Second.
And Joel, this is, even though it was an RFP, this was still a low bidder, correct?
It is a low bidder.
Okay, you wanna give just a brief overview of?
Yes, so in 2016 and 2019, we did water lining in this Crystal Tree subdivision. Based on the road program needing to repair a lot of roads, we had to do Fairway, Silver Lake West, El Camino Real, and Catalina. So now we're returning back to finish the other half that was not done in Crystal Tree. So we've had many water main breaks in that location, and so that's why we're returning back there now to design this year for our project for next year.
And just for the public's notice, because they'll say, well, Crystal Tree is newer than some of these other subdivisions. During the time that Crystal Tree was built, there was problems with materials that have shown up later in their life, and their lifespan hasn't lasted as long. Is that correct? That's why it's needing to be replaced sooner.
Yes, that is one case. Also, it's very corrosive in that area, the soil. So they attacked the ductile iron. Today, we wrap them with plastic to help avoid that chemical reaction. So that keeps that pipe lasting longer. Back then, they did not do that. And okay. So we have that condition.
Great, thanks. Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pecal.
Aye.
2025 Asphalt Pavement Patching Reissue Bid Award, ITB 25-018.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to recommend to the Village Board to approve and authorize the execution of a contractor agreement between the Village of Orland Park and McGill Construction LLC of Frankfort, Illinois as the lowest cost qualified responsive bid for ITB 25-018-2025 asphalt pavement patching project for a total not to exceed cost in an amount not to exceed cost redundancy, $474,900, which is $399,900 plus a $75,000 contingency.
Second.
Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
I abstain due to a family relationship with a non-awarded bidder.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pecal.
Aye.
Next item, 167th Street Multi-Use Path, Steeplechase Parkway to 104th Street, Phase 2, Final Design Engineering Services, Contract Amendment Number 1, Change Order Number 4, and Addendum D.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to execute Contract Amendment Number 1, Change Order Number 4, and Addendum D to the Professional Services Agreement dated August 19th, 2021 with Civil Tech Engineering Incorporated of Itasca, Illinois, for the 167th Street Multi-Use Path, Steeplechase Parkway to 104th Avenue, to increase the total not to exceed contract amount by $84,339.70 to $334,328.70 for the work outlined in the attached Amendment Number 1 proposal dated March 3rd, 2025, and authorize the village manager to execute all related agreements subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Any comments? And Khursheed, when is this construction next year for this?
Yes, Mayor. Expected construction.
And that's going to go from all the way from Steeplechase to
104.
To 104th, which will connect then with the grasslands and all of that.
Correct.
And the 104th bike path that goes to Centennial.
Yes.
Great. Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Pikow.
Aye. And Khursheed, real quick, if I'm thinking about this correctly, now Brook Hills will be able to get through the subdivision, through Bluff Point, through grasslands, and into this bike path so they don't have to go along Wolf Road in order to get to connected to our bike path. Is that correct?
Once this is done, yes, that is correct.
Okay, great. Thank you.
143rd Street and John Humphrey Drive intersection and bridge improvements. Project update presentation.
Go ahead, Khursheed.
Yes.
No questions yet.
So, Mayor, we're very happy to share the update today. This is the John Humphrey Drive at 143rd Street. This project originally started in about 2012, and we now have actually bids in our hands, and we are ready to go into construction in the next few months or so. So next slide, please. So just some major scope items. The first element is, as you most of you know, that the northern half of the intersection, east of the intersection, is a dry land bridge, which is supported by styrofoams or so. It's sinking. So now this project will take care of that. We will demolish the northern half and replace it with a timber-supported embankment system. Next slide, please. This is a list of other elements that will be happening at the intersection. And the reason I'm showing it this way to you because we treated this as two projects. That's why you see bridge separately and the intersection separately. This is a whole list of what will be happening. Mostly, we'll be adding lanes, especially there will be two left turn lanes along 143rd, eastbound and westbound both ways. And then you will have additional lanes for right turning as well. One of the things that you will notice that we are keeping the south edge of the roadway locked in, which is because it connects or lines up with the 143rd and LaGrange Road intersection. So that's why we have kept it that way. So all the expansion has happened on the north side. I'll show you a graphic as well. Next slide, please. This also helps us to replace a 12-inch water main that is currently buried underneath the 143rd Street. That line will be relocated as part of this effort. Next slide, please. This is a zoomed in, this is the whole project limit, which basically goes on the north, on the east side, east of 92nd Court, and on the west side, just east of the 95th Avenue. And then north and south is basically about a couple hundred feet of the intersection. I'll show you the zoomed in, which has a little bit more detail, please. Next slide. So here you will see that we have dual left turn lanes from eastbound and westbound. The eastbound dual left turn lane, when it will go into northbound John Humphrey Drive, it will taper back into one lane because we don't need that. But at the intersection, you will see two lanes. All the red or pink area that you see, those are the area that where we are widening the roadways. And then the yellow area that you see, that is basically where the bridge work will be done. In fact, if you look at just the pink area in that yellow, That is the existing bridge that will be left as is because it is a good bridge. We will replace the approach slab that you can see the two red squares on the either side of that pink area. So that is the extent of this project. Next slide, please. So construction is scheduled to start summer of this year and expected to go through fall of next year. One of the last challenges we have is the relocation of ComEd utilities. We are in contact with them for quite some time and hopefully they'll come through, and we need them to relocate their lines by June of this year, otherwise it will impact the project. Next slide, please. Very quickly, the project bid that was collected by IDOT came in at $9.7 million, and we have fortunately secured $4 million in STP grant. So the village share will be $5,722,000. The other cost that is related to this project, we paid $168,000 in right-of-way acquisitions and about $20,000 in wetland credits, and then $850,000 is the construction engineering services. So that is a total of about $1,040,000 that will be the other cost on the project.
So we're at 6.75 total, roughly?
Roughly, yes, true.
Okay.
That's it, next one. Phase one engineering, so just to give a full picture of what money we secured for this project. For phase one, we secured about $250,000. For phase two, $640,000, and the alignment got off. For construction of the intersection, $2 million. Construction of the bridge, $2 million. That's a total of $4,888,000 that we have secured. And we will be, these funds are through a reimbursable program where we pay for it and then we get reimbursed from IDOT. And that's how it will be. But the $4 million we have talked about, they are directly handled by the IDOT, so we do not have to get a reimbursement on that. Next slide, please. That is it.
So a couple questions. So this was 2012, so this is something that was kicked down the road. The project was started in 2012, and so it just was never done?
Yes, Mayor.
Okay. So, and so just for everyone's edification, you know, we did a capital, you know, we basically looked at the capital program. We talked about this actually in 2019 and then COVID, about doing a five-year capital plan. It was in 2019 when three of the members here got on the board and we talked about this at length during the budget hearings there, that we're gonna have to deal with these issues that have just been avoided for so long. And then COVID hit, and obviously for about a year and a half, we dealt with COVID. And then in that time frame, then we did a five-year capital plan when we kind of came out of COVID. And you know, this is you know, on the list. It's now 2025 because the engineering took a long time, but also it priorities. But really, the engineering takes a few years, so that's why it's taking this long to get to where we're constructing it. But to put the background, and correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, Khursheed, but the background on this is 143rd Street was widened many years ago, and when it was widened, it was an IDOT. It was an IDOT road, but it was an unnumbered road, which means we can take jurisdictional transfer of that road. So as part of getting it widened, the village took a jurisdictional transfer, so we now own the road. So we also own all the maintenance. IDOT did a styrofoam land bridge, which has failed very quickly. It was a new technique at the time, right? And it didn't work. And basically, because we took the maintenance of it, we're responsible for fixing it. So again, it's something that if we don't fix, this road's gonna sink and get worse and it's gonna be a problem. So it's kind of something we have to do. And it's very expensive, as you can see, but it falls on us to do.
That is correct, Mayor.
Okay, and the other thing that's important here too is that we're doing the intersection improvements and the water main at the same time because it's more efficient, it's more cost effective. And the intersection, while it may not really be that needed right now, it's going to be needed in the very near future with the traffic counts that we get.
And also the site that is located at the southwest corner of that one that's developed, you definitely will need more activity.
So
at this
might as well do it all at once rather than come back and pay to do this all again. So any other questions?
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Greer. Yeah,
not a question. Just I want to, again, thank you for the hard work on getting the grants. I mean, it's unbelievable how many projects that we, you know, keep finding that we have to, you know, take care of. And the 13-year gap between when we started and when now prices go up, things happen, but it's a saving grace that you guys work so hard to get us these grants and really keep the cost down. So thank you very much again.
Yeah, and you, let me add to that with the grants just in general. The 10 years before I arrived, and you were hired, what, 9 months after I arrived, thereabouts? The 10 years before that, we received $3.6 million in grants in total. This project alone is 4.8, and we've received, what, north of $45 million now in grants? In total?
That's correct, Mayor.
Since you've been here and I've been here, so 7 years? So great job on getting all that, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to do all these projects and we'd continue to see things getting worse. So thank you for all that. Any other comments? Call the roll.
No roll.
No motion.
Oh, yes, right. It was just a
presentation. Last item on the agenda, any non-scheduled citizens and visitors for public comment on items relevant to village business? All right. Sorry?
You'll come up there, but
you come up there. I've got a little speech to give you, and then you can go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, we now come to the public comment portion of our meeting. Each individual wishing to address the village board will be allocated a maximum of 3 minutes. Before speaking, each person must clearly state their name for the record, and we request that you also provide your address. All comments must be made from the podium and directed to the village board as a whole. Comments should not be directed to individual board members, village staff, or other members of the public. We expect all speakers to conduct themselves in a respectful and orderly manner. Abusive, foul, obscene, threatening, or otherwise inappropriate language or conduct, including personal attacks, will not be permitted. Disruptions, loud outbursts, or statements made from the audience are also not permitted. The mayor may terminate the public comment session of any person who fails to adhere to these rules. Anyone who disrupts the meeting and prevents the board from conducting its business may be subject to removal from the meeting room. Please note that the Board of Trustees will not engage in debate during public comment. While the board generally does not respond to public remarks, the mayor or a trustee may choose to do so if deemed appropriate. We appreciate your cooperation and look forward to hearing from those who wish to speak.
Thank you very much. Now, yeah, I know that's a lot, but we just have to cover our bases so we don't have disruption is really what it boils down to. So, and usually we don't, but once in a while, it does happen. So go right ahead.
Okay. Hi, my name is...
Please start with your name.
Okay. My name is Helga Dijon. Do I have to spell that for you?
No.
Okay. And I live at 14013 Charleston Drive. I received the budget thing, and I was looking at it. And I actually just wanted to know, how do we question the portion of funds in the actual budget for the Special Recreation Department?
So that's in the budget. Well, finish your comments.
And the only reason I ask that is because we, parents of special needs kids, our costs for all the programs have increased drastically. And yet, other than we getting new uniforms in 2015, when they changed everything to OWLS, and having a new bus last year, the only thing we see is that maybe the salaries of people have increased, but we've lost a lot of program, we've lost a lot of the programs being as good as they used to be for our students. I have two guys in the program, aged 30 and 61, and we just want to know how we can find out why our fees keep going up if we're not seeing more for our special athletes. And I don't know what to do, so I figured I would come and ask. Okay. And that can be addressed later. It doesn't have to be answered at this moment.
Yeah, so like I said, we typically don't answer, so just finish your comments, and then on this one, we probably will respond a little bit.
But okay.
We'll see if anyone else has comments too first.
And then I only had one other question just because of this Orland Park thing. When they do the 143rd and John Humphrey Drive, are they also going to take into consideration safety and accidents? Because I can promise you we see accidents there probably once every 3 weeks with crashes. So I'm hoping that that's also considered. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else here to speak? So I'll address the safety concerns. That's our traffic and safety is always part of engineering. So that's an important part of that. And it's also an important part of the construction phase as well, as to making sure that everything meets the safety requirements to keep traffic at a minimum. But that's part of the intersection design, is for safety. And then our rec, like I said, we don't always answer these, but I think this one we can answer. Our rec directors here and can probably answer some of the questions on this, on the special rec program. But the budget season is basically goes from August through December when we talk about all these things. And all of our programs have seen fee increases because just things, you know, inflation that went on for the last 5 years is not immune, we're not immune to it. And so the choice is either more property taxes or more more fees. And so we decided that, you know, the taxes are pretty heavy, and so we you know, increased fees, but also all of our rec programs as a whole, the policy is still 52% of the program is subsidized. So as the programs get more expensive, we still subsidize 52%, but that other 48% gets passed on to the programs. But Ray can add to that whatever I've missed.
And I don't think I have anything very specific for you tonight. I'll have to talk with the special rec supervisors, because my understanding is we're actually expanding programs and the quality of programs is quite good. So I'll speak with that staff, and I know you're in touch with that staff as well, so we'll reach out to you directly about those questions.
I know we have many more athletes as well, but I also know that all of our recreation programs too, we evaluate all of those programs for attendance, and you know, so there's programs canceled and programs added all the time, and it basically is a function of attendance. It's a function sometimes of instructor availability. There's all kinds of things that go into that, but that's typically what we do. But anything that's usually pretty well attended usually stays. So. My understanding is we have increased some of the programs, and we definitely have more participants. I know that for sure. So, any other comments out there today? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call roll.
Trustee Campos.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. We're adjourned, and we'll probably start the next meeting at about 10 after 7, because I have to get a lot of pictures with a bunch of Sandberg wrestlers and District 230 wrestlers.